The 39th Mayor's Marathon, held near summer solstice every year, attracts thousands of visitors to Anchorage. This Saturday, the organizers of the road race expect 4,300 runners to tackle the course through Anchorage, including one man with an extraordinary story. APRN's Wendy Jonathan has more.
9 years ago, Don Wright was diagnosed with myeloma, a terminal form of blood cancer. Since his diagnosis, he has decided to run a marathon in every state. This Saturday, Wright will make Alaska his 45th state.
When I was diagnosed, the median survival for this cancer was 5 years. And so right now, not only am I surviving, but I can still run a marathon. And we didn't expect that.
Wright's daughter and also his wife of 50 years run with him to support his efforts. He says they give him the inspiration he needs to keep going, but running also provides some mental therapy for Wright.
Let me tell you how it feels to run the marathon. I like to imagine that I'm floating, you know, just floating across the ground and drifting past the scenery.
1,500 runners are coming into Anchorage from every different state and 16 different countries this weekend. Michael Fries, an organizer of the marathon, says that running is great for anyone's physical health as well as their emotional health.
It's extraordinarily powerful to run this event, to run a marathon, to run a half marathon. In a sense, it's kind of grasping a little bit of control over your life and your own fate.
Don Wright raises money for the nonprofits Team Continuum and Tackle Cancer. After Alaska, Wright and his family will have 5 more states left on their list. They will finish in Hawaii in August, but he doesn't plan to stop running after that. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonathan.